I may trust the flattering truth of sleep. My dreams presage some joyful news at hand. My bosom's lord sits lightly in his throne, and all this day an unaccustomed spirit lifts me above the ground with cheerful thoughts. I dreamt my lady came and found me dead. Strange dream that gives a dead man leave to think, and breathed such life with kisses in my lips that I revived and was an emperor. Oh, me, how sweet is love itself possessed when but love's shadows are so rich in joy. Oh, news from Verona! How now, Balthazar! Dost thou not bring me letters from the friar? How doth my lady? Is my father well? How doth my Julia? Did I ask again? For nothing can be ill if she be well.
Then she is well, and nothing can be ill. Her body sleeps in Capel's monument, and her immortal part with angels lives. I saw her laid low in her kindred's vault, and presently took post to tell it you. Oh, pardon me for bringing these ill news, since you did leave it for my office, sir.
Is it e'en so? Then I defy you, stars! Thou knowest my lodging. Get me ink and paper and hire post horses. I will hence tonight.
I do beseech you, sir, have patience. You look so pale and wild, and do import some misadventure.
Gosh! Thou art deceived. Leave me, and do the thing I bid thee do. Hast thou no letters to me from the friar?
No, my good lord.
No matter. Get thee gone, and hire those horses. I'll be with thee straight. Well, Juliet, I will lie with thee tonight. Let's see for means. Oh, mischief. Thou art swift to enter in the thoughts of desperate men. I do remember an apothecary, and hereabouts I dwells, which late I noted in tattered weeds, with overwhelming brows, culling of simples. Meagre were his looks. Sharp misery had worn him to the bones. And in his needy shop, a tortoise hung, an alligator stuffed, and other skins of ill-shaped fishes. And about his shelves, a beggarly account of empty boxes, green earthen pots, bladders, and musty seeds. Remnants of pack thread and old cakes of roses were thinly scattered to make up a show. Noting this penury, to myself I said, and if a man did need a poison now, whose sail is present death in Mantua, here lives a caitiff wretch, would sell it him. All this same thought did but forerun my need, and this same needy man must sell it me. As I remember, this should be the house. Being holiday, this beggar's shop is shut. Motto! Apothecary!